News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I have my bags packed already. I will walk into prison knowing I haven't done anything to anyone. So says Tipperary man Sean Meehan, who has been threatened with jail time for building a log cabin on his own land. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Sean. I've seen pictures of your log cabin. It looks quite picturesque, actually. Tell us where you're at in terms of, I suppose, the legalities of it. You have no planning permission and you've been told if you don't demolish it, you will do time in prison. Is that correct?
That is correct. I assumed when I went onto the site here, which I'm here 5 years, I assumed that being a mobile home, it was exempt from planning. So I lived here for almost a year. I moved in here during the summer. So it was lovely, grand. But come the winter time, the water froze solid in the toilet bowl. My clothes ended up black coming out of the wardrobe. So I got bronchitis. I went to my GP. He said, Sean, you have to do something. You can't live in those conditions. So I'd seen a mobile home logged out in an area not that far from me. So I thought, good idea. So I rallied all my friends who are tradespeople, qualified carpenters, electricians, plumbers. So we set about this. So we'd done it. And if I say
home, Sean, am I right in thinking it is a mobile home that has been clad? Is that what it is?
It's actually clad out. It's been insulated and cladded out.
But the structure is a mobile home that has had...
It's basically a mobile home. It's within the structure. If I was to open the front of the structure, the wheels and everything, actually, I could take the mobile home out.
Okay.
And if need be, I could live within the structure where the actual mobile home is. It's like I backed the mobile home into this log cabin.
Oh, okay, I get it. So you've built a kind of a log cabin around your mobile home.
I have. It's not actually attached to the cabin, itself.
So you're warm and you're happy in there, but you have no planning permission. Can you tell us just, I suppose, a simple question? Why didn't you apply for planning permission?
The simple reason being, I break the down of the marriage, the family home had to be sold. So I was put between a rock and a hard place. So I bought this site here. So I had nowhere else to live. So I moved the mobile home onto the site with the intention of sorting something out. It just gave me a bit of leeway to sort out what I was going to do. I wouldn't have had enough money to do much else. So with buying the site, the mobile home and setting everything up, that's the road I took. Now, maybe it wasn't a great road, but at the time I didn't have a lot of alternative. So I'd done that. And then, as I said, it got really cold in the winter.
And have you applied for, you did apply then for a retention, did you? The planning retention?
I applied for retention for 5 years, just to give me a bit of breathing space to figure out what way I could go with this. So the council said no. Tipperary County Council said no. So I spoke to my architect and stuff, and we said, okay, everything is in place here. I had the septic tank done. I had engineers report on percolation tests done. It was okay. So I went back again to Tipperary County Council looking for full indefinite planning. The same response, no.
Have they given you a reason for the no?
They said aesthetically it doesn't look right. They said I don't show a social and economic need to live in this area and I would devalue the properties in the local area.
Am I right in thinking that your neighbours around your property have signed a petition to support you?
Yes, exactly. My daughter, Karina, drafted up a petition. So I walked from Whiteton's Cross, which is at the very end of the main Clonmel Road, to Glenagat Hill, which would be probably a distance of over a mile. I got every residence along the road. I explained my situation to them. And I said, look, this is the situation I find myself in. Do you feel that me living there devalues your property? And they said, Sean, absolutely not.
Okay. So your neighbours are supportive. I've seen the log cabin. I'm no architect, but aesthetically it looks like a perfectly nice log cabin. What's going to happen now, do you think, Sean? What now?
I think they're setting a precedent here that if somebody puts up one of these and cannot get planning. Tipperary County Council say they
and
have
that
no
may be
issues
true.
Whatsoever.
That may be true, and there may be justification for that, because otherwise we might see log cabins popping up everywhere. But what's going to happen in terms of you?
Well, in terms of me, I've got to the 14th of this month to take this whole structure down, put the site back as it was, as a derelict site. People were dumping rubbish and stuff in here. I have to put it back the way it was. If I don't do that, I am 4th of April as my next court appearance. I'm going to Limerick Jail.
Okay.
So if
and
I
are you willing to take down the structure, lastly?
No, absolutely not. I'm taking a stand on it. This is not just about me. It's about a lot of other people. At the meeting in New Inn the other night, the number of people that are in the exact same situation as myself is absolutely unreal.
Okay.
Everybody finds themselves with the housing crisis and all.
I accept the backdrop of all of that. Look, thank you for coming on and talking to us about your situation. We do appreciate it. That is Sean Meehan there who has, and you can see it online, the log cabin that he has built on his land that he's been told to take down or face jail. I'd love to know what people think about it this morning. You can let us know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.